If the Castle Hill City Council approves it, the citizens of the small San Antonio suburb will be able to vote on whether or not to remove Villa from the city. Castle Hill's Mayor Timothy Howell, who was placed in the position last week, says he's not taking a side on the issue yet.
I think it's very important that we allow the citizens to decide what they want to do moving forward.
Cities using Villa collect a half-cent sales tax to pay for the service. Should Castle Hills decide to remove Villa, it would free up the tax.
There is situations where we could take that tax money that we get from Villa and apply it to a couple of areas that are accepted by the state of Texas.
Howell says those areas could include transit and infrastructure.
From what I see right now, there are no set out plans yet of what we would do specifically for this money. We are aware of the amount, and we are aware of projects that it could be used for. But I'm not at liberty to say right now because we don't have the money yet. I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Sure. Villa loses money providing service to Castle Hills. It's been around $1 million providing transit in the city from October 2012 through September 2013. In that same time period, Villa earned about $540,000 in sales taxes and fares. During that year, 289,000 passengers used Villa in Castle Hills. There were also 2,400 Villa Trans trips, which are prearranged for riders with mobility impairments. Villa Chief of Public Engagement Charlie Gonzalez says, despite the deficit, which happens in several small cities, the agency still wants to provide service.
We will make a very strong case on why we think we provide a valuable service. Again, that's not even covered by the taxes that are collected by an incorporated city such as Castle Hills. But we're happy to do that. That is our mission. That is our goal. And we will serve those customers.
If the services are discontinued, it will remove or alter 7 bus lines that have either stops or run through the city. Again, Mayor Timothy Howell.
There's enough people out there who want to put this on the ballot that we go ahead and work towards doing that. But by no means, it's something that needs to be looked into, information studied, and react accordingly.
Castle Hills residents who want to weigh in their opinion will have the opportunity to do so on Tuesday night. Villa and the City of Castle Hills will hold a town hall meeting for public feedback at 6:30 at Castle Hills City Hall. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.